You have a choice. You can be correct or incorrect. So why not be correct? Because you never know who's listening or who's judging you.
I'm your curious beast and host, Lisa David Olson. And in this episode, I get to chat with Todd Hunt. You are described as a business humorist, but I met you through your very fun videos. And this is where you're weird, because your videos are, to me, they're funny because I love puns and I love words. And I love to correct when people use your instead of your, or there instead of there, or there.
Go missing. Mm-hmm. Drives me crazy. Everybody on the news says, the young girl went missing. She didn't go missing. Missing is not a destination. She is missing, or she disappeared, mm-hmm. or she vanished. But she didn't go to a place called missing.
Right.
Drives me crazy.
Do you say coupon or coupon?
Ooh, my grandfather and my mother say coupon, and I think it's the oddest thing. I say coupon.
I had to trade words with my husband, and now I have to say coupon, and I even forget now what I made him switch. We traded, because he can't stand coupon. Before I could walk, I was talking, saying coupon, actually.
Get me out of here. I have a coupon I want to redeem.
It's going to expire.
It's okay. Sandwich.
Sandwich.
With a D.
Grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, not sandwich. And certainly not sandwich.
But that's so cute. Wait. Having a peanut butter sandwich, it's just adorable.
No, you have a sandwich. It's sand like the beach, witch like your mother-in-law. Sandwich.
You know her?
That's
sorry, Mom, I didn't mean that. Yeah. Just a joke. We joke here, don't we, Todd?
Yeah, we do indeed. And people do judge us by the words that we use, whether it's online or in Zoom or texting or wherever it is. If you make a mistake, somebody who really knows the difference will make a mental note. This guy was good, but he made a mistake. I knew what he meant, but he made a mistake. He said supposedly, or he said, I should have went home instead of I should have gone home. That may be the only mistake they made in an entire conversation, but that's the one that you remember.
Yes.
And that's why I'm called a business humorist. It's kind of a cross between a stand-up comic and a business speaker. Funnier than a business speaker, more informative than a comedian. Communication lessons wrapped in laughter.
That makes you extremely unique. And I would assume you are corporate clean. Can you think of any businesses that had you that maybe they didn't understand what it was you're going to be presenting, or maybe they were expecting something else?
I showed up once for a conference and I happened to pick up the program and it said, our keynote speaker is Todd Hunt talking about dealing with jerks in the workplace.
Who wrote that?
I have no idea where they got that from. So then I'm thinking, okay, how do I deal with this? So what I did was I got up and I said, today we're going to talk about dealing with jerks in the workplace. And one of the biggest challenges is communication. So today we're going to talk about how to communicate better with customers and coworkers to become more successful, blah, blah, blah. And then I went into my regular thing. So I addressed the fact that that's what it said in the program. And then I talked about what I wanted to talk. And nobody came up to me afterwards and said, you know, you were really good, but you didn't really talk about jerks in the workplace. People would rather hear a killer general speaker than a mediocre customized speaker.
You're right.
Nobody wants to look at your PowerPoint slides.
Death by PPT.
Well, that's why I don't use PowerPoint slides. I have never had a potential client call me and say, we're looking for someone to read slides at our company meeting. Can you read slides? Why, yes. I'm an expert slide reader. In fact, I've been reading slides for years, and people say I'm very good at it, too.
So how much did you weep when the dictionary accepted irregardless?
Oh, God. Oh, irregardless is not a word. I don't care what the dictionary says. I don't care that language is evolving. Irregardless is not a word. The word is regardless. And don't get me started on the S disease.
Should I get checked?
That's adding an S where it does not belong. For example, Groundhog's Day. There's only one of them. It's Groundhog Day. Daylight savings time? Uh-uh. you don't have savings like in a bank. You're saving daylight time. So it's daylight saving time. Caesar salad is technically Caesar's salad. It doesn't have anything to do with Julius Caesar. It has to do with the chef who invented it, and his name was, it was an Italian name, it was somebody Caesar, and he threw together this salad at the last minute, so it was Caesar's salad.
Then why did we eat it?
I don't know.
Now I feel bad. I ate Caesar's salad. Oh, this has been a thrill for me, just a thrill, and I learned a lot, which is two words, a lot, a lot. Space, mm-hmm. L-O-T.
This has been Stranger Connections with Lisa David Olson.